Sorry, we've just had a lot of technical issues this morning. We're going to have a great service today. We've got wonderful guests with us today, and God has a great blessing for us. We just got to be, you know, Jews have the longest services and are the most impatient people. It's true. We're the most impatient people, but we have the longest services. So anyway, we're going to get started. I'm Rabbi Joe. Are we online? Okay, shalom, folks online. If you're still there, we're glad you're with us. I'm Rabbi Joe, and we're going to get started. This is for Zion's Sake Ministries, and Diane's with me. We have Rabbi Bert Yellen from Denver, from Roy, Israel, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have the great Ted Pierce. He's going to be doing our worship today, and we're going to get started with a little bit of liturgy, and we'll get rolling, okay? So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service. Just pray your anointing on Rabbi Bert and on Ted as they come up, and I just anoint them and give them free access to this pulpit that you've entrusted me with, Lord, that they would use it for the glory of your kingdom. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We ask in Yeshua, our Messiah's name. Amen and amen. And we're going to begin with the blessing of the Messiah. Baruch Atarnai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lano Et Derech HaYeshua B'Mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in Messiah Yeshua. Amen. Hallelujah. And now we're going to do Matovu a cappella. Matovu, O Halecha Yaakov, Mishkenotecha Yisrael, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, thy tabernacles, Israel. V'ani beruch chasdecha, avo betecha, eshtachaveh elecho, kadshecha v'yiratecha. And in thy great compassion, I will come into your house. There I will bow, there I will fear thy holiness, O Lord.
O Lord, I love the house where you dwell and the place where your glory resides. I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord thy Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time. O God, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation.
Amen. Now we do the Vishamru on page 45 and also on the screen. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. Lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam berit olam. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. Lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam berit olam. B'nei u'b'nei b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, hodhi li'olam v'shamru, b'nei Yisrael, et ha'shabbat, la'sod et ha'shabbat, ledorotam berit olam. Ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai, shamayim v'et haaretz v'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, la'sod et ha-shabbat, ledorotam berit olam. V'yom ha-shvi, shabbat v'nafash, shabbat v'nafash, shabbat v'nafash, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, la'sod et ha-shabbat, ledorotam berit olam.
The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Rabbi, would you like to pray for Israel and for the Messianic community today? Come on up. Come on up and do it. Rabbi's going to pray for Israel today and for the Messianic community and for the Jewish people. And do you have a mic? Doesn't he have a microphone? Okay, yeah, I'll pray. I'll do it. Heavenly Father, just thank you for your word that tells us in Psalm 122:6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. We just pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord, and peace of this congregation. And we just pray, Lord, that you would make the technical things work today, and that you would get us through this service with the straight path. We say to the mountain that stands in our way of all the Jewish people, and there's always been a big mountain in our way, be thou removed and cast to the sea. Thank you, Lord. And use that mountain to splash the sea so we can cross it. Hallelujah. We pray for Aliyah, Lord. We pray that you would get us home, bring us home, Lord. It's time to go home.
Amen.
We're strangers in a strange land, and it's getting stranger and stranger, Lord.
Amen.
It's time to take us home.
Hallelujah.
Make a way for us, Lord, where there is none. Part the sea for us. We pray that you give our people wisdom, Lord, in Israel. Our leaders, from the street sweepers to the cabinet, to the Knesset, and to the prime minister and the generals and the IDF, that you give them wisdom and bring them to their Messiah, Lord. Remove the scales. Pray for the Messianic community today, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the rabbis, that you would give them vision and give them boldness to speak without being man pleasers. We pray, Lord, that you would meet their needs physically and financially. We pray, Lord, for the leaders, for the executives, that you remove the spirit of Shebna and give them the spirit of Eliakim, the spirit of a father, the spirit of humility. Remove the spirit of power and control and lording it over, if there be any, Lord. Remove them, those people who are affected by that, Lord, and give us fathers. We raise up more fathers for our community, Lord. Save your people, Lord. Save your people. Save all of our families who are lost and our friends, Jewish or non-Jewish, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You remove the scales from their eyes. Now bless this service again, and we welcome you. We invite your presence, your Ruach HaKodesh, and your Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In Yeshua's name, And bless my wife as she travels. Keep her safe in the air. Give her safe flights, and give your angels charge over her planes as she flies back home from work. I pray right now in Yeshua's name. Amen. And thank you, Bert, for trying. The effort was, it's God recognizes the effort.
Your microphone is right there next to you. There's so a, next time, it's right there. Yeah. I just need to remember to.
Okay. Yeah. You can be Bert's reminder.
I will.
All right. The microphone's sitting next to you. That's all right.
We love the rabbis.
We love our rabbis. I say amen. Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's do the Shema. Please rise for the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed, V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, V'chol levavcha, V'chol nafshecha, V'chol me'odecha, V'hayu ha-divarim ha-ele, asher nochim etzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinatam levanecha, v'dibarta baham, v'shivtecha b'veitecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shach b'cha, uv'kumecha, uv'kashartam liot al yadecha, v'hayu l'totafot b'ineinecha, uv'chatavtam al mezuzot b'itecha, Uvisharecha.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontless between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'd like to, if somebody could wipe down Ted's mic, please. You sure? All right. You don't mind, Bert, use it a little bit? Hey, praise the Lord. I'm not going to come between you guys.
Rabbi.
I swore that this morning. I said I'm not going to come between Bert and Ted.
COVID is not in the house.
No COVID in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was just being safe. I've always practiced safe service. All right, let's continue. All right, Wendell and Joshua, would you prepare to carry the Torah? And Anthony, would you prepare to open the Ark? And we're going to sing Micha Mocha a cappella again. Micha mocha b'elim Adonai, Micha mocha nedar b'kodesh, Nora tehilot ose fele, ose fele. Who is like thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, Lord, there is none else? You are awesome in praise, doing wonders, O Lord.
doing wonders, O Lord.
And God's answer to that is, Ein kamocha ba'elim maronai ve'ein kemasecha, malchukha malchuk kol olamim, u'memshelticha v'chol dor v'dor.
Adonai melech, Adonai melech, Adonai imloch le'olam va'ed, Adonai oz le'amo retain, Adonai barech shetamo ba'shalom.
There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. We usually have a song as we march with the Torah. Do you have anything? Ted, you want to play something? Something upbeat.
Okay, upbeat?
Yep, thank you.
Oh, upbeat, I'm ready to go.
Ted's got a song.
Ted's got a song.
Yeshua. What is next?
Vayhi
ben Zoharon vayomer Moshe Guma Adonai v'yafutsu oivecha v'yanusu misanecha mipanecha ki mitzion teitze Torah. Ki mitzion teitze Torah, udevar Adonai, mi Yerushalayim, Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah. Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah. Le'amo Yisrael Pidushato. When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What's next, Diane?
Torah blessing, Aliyah.
Okay. Ya'amod Asher ben Zedekiah, Baruch et Adonai Havorah,
Baruch Adonai Hamvarayin,
Baruch Adonai Rachniyom Ba'ed, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, Ve'natan Lanu Et Torato, Baruch Atah Adonai Noten HaTorah, Amen. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One.
Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One for all eternity.
Blessed are you, O Lord our
God, King of the universe,
who's chosen us from all peoples
and given
us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Okay, today's Torah portion is called Tetzaveh, and it means you shall command, and it's from Exodus chapter 27 through chapter 30. And the half Torah is Ezekiel chapter 43. You know, clothes say a lot about people, and a lot of people judge people by the clothes that they wear. You know, we found out about clothes in Genesis chapter 3, where Adam and Eve ate from the tree of life, or the tree of consciousness, and they realized they had done something wrong, and they clothed themselves because of their nakedness. And if you know about Hebrew, the word for clothing, it comes from the root word beged, which means to be unfaithful. So they were unfaithful to God because they disobeyed his commandments. But we've been, for the last couple of tours, we've been studying about the tabernacle. And if you realize, you know, when you stay about the temple and the tabernacle, it's a spiritual walk that you're upon when you're studying it, because it tells us about the altar and the laver. It tells us about the Ark of the Covenant, about the shewbread, the menorah, and these are all things that represent our walk to get back to God. That's what the Ark of the Covenant conceals, where God is at, and that's our ultimate goal, is to find our way back to God. So that's why we have confession, then we have repentance, and then we have sanctification, are the things that God has placed in. It's more than just a building, but I believe it's a spiritual walk that we must engage to get to God. That's what he's wanting us to do. And so today we found out that it's about the priestly garments that the priests had. And of course, the priests, if you know, are from the tribe of Levi and Aaron's family, the ones that were the priests and the chief. He was the chief Kohen. The priests had four garments that they used, and the chief priest had eight garments. He had four that were linen, and he had four more that were covered in, that were gold laden. And so God tells them how to wear those. You know, the priestly garments were more than just something to beautify the person that was wearing it. It wasn't about the person that was the Kohen that was wearing them, but it was about the kavod of God and the glory of his glory and the glory of his image. That's what the clothes were speaking about. This is the glory of God. It's not the man, but it's the God. And they didn't wear any shoes in the tabernacle or in the temple, because where God was at, the ground that they sat upon, that the building sat upon, was glorified. It was God, was presence there, as he told Moses at the burning bush to take his shoes off from where he was at, because the ground that God had touched was holy. And if you look at the garments that the priests wore today, the tunic, you can go out and look at the Temple Institute. They have a recreation of those garments, and you can see them online. But one of the first things was the tunic that was worn from the neck to the feet. Each one of them had a particular emphasis of what God was trying to express to us. The tunic was about covering your sins for murder. Then they wore linen pants, or breaches, depending on how you want to say that. And this was to cover the sexual sins or transgressions that people were engaged in. Those linen pants came all the way down to the ankles. So none of the leg was shown. The next thing they wore was the turban. And that represented the haughtiness. And that's one of the things that we see is the helmet of salvation, because about the haughtiness. The next thing they wore was the sash that was worn over the tunic. It was wrapped several times around their body, and it always managed to cover their heart. It was about thoughts that we have. And that tunic was wrapped. It was purple. It was blue, purple, and crimson. If you know anything about the colors, the blue and the crimson together form the color of purple. So it tells us a lot about the colors represented the character of God. It also represented the commandments that God had given us, the mitzvot that we are to live by. It also tells us about the sacrifice of Yeshua, the crimson that is upon the cloth. The apron was the next thing that they wore. It was called the ephod, and it was worn over the tunic and also over the robe. And it covered idolatry, the things of idolatry. Not only that, but each one of those garments had two onyx stones on each side of the piece of garment. And that represented the 12 tribes of Israel. And those stones were aligned in by their birth, and there was four rows of three stones yet. So it was based, I won't go through all the stones this morning, but one of the things that the priests had, they were given two extra stones that were the stones that they wore. They put in a bag, and they put them over the cover of their heart underneath the coverings that they had. And the two stones were the Urim, which represented the light of Yeshua, and the Tumim, which represented his perfection. And if you know, these were used when God's presence was not felt and they did not understand what God was asking them to do. So they would cast the two stones to determine what did God want us to do. And the stones were very interesting, because the Urim began with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which was the Aleph. And then the stone, the Tumim, began with the last letter of the alphabet, which was the Tav. And so that represents that we see that Yeshua was the Aleph and the Tav. He was the first and the last. He was the Alpha and the Omega. So it's about that shadow was about him that they wore upon their chest. And the cloak that they wore was one of royal blue. It was, of course, worn over the head and over the tunic and the helm. And it had gold-shaped bells like pomegranates. And the ornaments upon it were red, blue, and purple again. And when the high priest would walk, the bells would ring and make a noise that the priest was coming into the areas where they would be worshiping. And upon their head they wore a gold plate, which was a mitre. And this gold plate that they wore, it was like a crown-like thing that was called Kadosh El Adonai, which means holy unto God. So they wore that each day that they presented themselves before God. And they were sacrifices that were made when Aaron was commissioned the priest, and they put blood upon his ear, they put blood upon his thumb, and they put blood upon his toe. And of course, that was a 7-day long period of sacrifice that bulls and lambs were offered along with moths and wine for wave offerings. So the priest, but the blood on the ears was that the priest would always hear the word of God. And the thumb was anointed because it would tell them that they were supposed to do the duties that God had given to them to perform. And then the toe was to tell them that they were to walk in holiness before God. Each thing had a certain purpose for God, for the God was wanting them to do. And so we find today that in Revelation 14, it tells us about the spirit of holiness. And there are seven things, which the number seven in Hebrew, of course, means perfection. And that's what God is seeking in us today. And so we see that one of the first things was the pureness, the knowledge, the long-suffering, the kindness, the Holy Spirit, the truth, and love that is unchanging. So we, just to close this parsha this morning, you know, when the Spirit makes intercession for us, even when we're not aware of it, there's moanings and groanings from the Spirit that's for us. And so God is wanting us to do total self-denial. That's what it's at. He wants us to be away from sin and to follow him. And so just to close this morning with this thought, you know, Yeshua did not die so that we could keep on sinning, but he died so that we'd be free from sin. Shabbat shalom.
Torah, Asher, Shamoshe, Lifnei, B'nai, Israel, Al-Piyot, Danai, B'yad, Moshe.
And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hands.
It's Chaim here, the Mazikima, the Tolkeha, Meushar, De Rakea, Dokenoam, the Kolnativoteha, Shalom, Ashivenu, Adonai. Elecha v'nashuva Kadesh Kadesh Yameinu Kadesh Yameinu Kekedem.
Wisdom is a tree of life to those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. Hallelujah. And let's remember, God works all things together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So no matter what you're going through, remember, God works all things together for good. Amen? Amen. All right. Thank you, fellas. Thank you, Anthony. Please be seated for a couple minutes here. I have a couple announcements. First, it's Purim. I guess, is this Shushan Purim or is this Purim right now? Or are we done with Purim? Started Thursday night, right? I'm looking at Bert. He's looking back at me like two fish. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, it's Purim. Because it's the only Purim service we're having. So, anyway, we have a little video for you because we did some shtick last week and we want to show it to you. So get ready for some shtick and turn the lights off, please. Yep, we're going to show it. These are the Real Housewives of Shushan. Turn the volume up. More volume, please.
Esther secretly escapes the palace to host a party in her home community of her close relatives and friends. And she has something to say. But so do they.
I'm Queen Vashti, and you can tell that drunk idiot that I am married to, I'm not coming out there with that drunken party and show myself. No, sir. You tell him to take that royal edict and stick it up his nose. That's what I say.
I'm Mrs. Haman. I'm here with these Jewish ladies, and they're very Jewish. I know I'm mean, but, and my husband's mean, but, oh well.
I'm Aunt Rose, and I'm very rich. I know my niece Esty won the beauty contest, but I am not leaving her anything in my will.
I'm Mrs. Sharon. All the ladies at this party come to my flower shop for their arrangements on Shabbat. Who arranged this?
I'm Mrs. David, and I'm on my way making hamantash, and so what's going on here? Do we have to do a video? What is this? And Cousin Esty, why did she get to be queen?
We gotta move it back.
See, Zay,
he's grandma.
Zay,
he's grandma. Boogie down, Rabbi.
Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here. I just arrived on my two hump camera app. Ooh, the dusty, y'all, but it was a good ride. So, as I said, I'm Mrs. Solomon. I was sent here. I was invited here by Queen Esty for this event, this mighty event. And she told me about Vashti, what happened to her. No, Vashti should have got her some juries. But anyway, I hope she got some juries in the settlement. But anyway, you know, she got rightly what she deserved. So, y'all, now it's time to go potty.
I'm Mrs. Mordecai, and I'm so glad to be here at this lovely event with Esty. Esty is the star of my life, and I miss her so much. But now she's the star of Persia.
Hey, I'm Esty. You may not recognize me because I don't have a crown on today. It's party time. I have invited very few people today. We're planning a banquet for the king. But I do have to ask for your support. I really need it. Got to go before the king. The people of Shushan are in danger. And when I say the people, it's the Jewish people. They could be no more. That would make me very sad. And I need the king. I need him to do something.
You didn't know what? Well, I was the comic relief. I was the comic relief for the Real Housewives of Shushan. We can turn the lights back on, Billy. Can you handle that back there? Let's turn on all those switches. Thank you. All right. Praise the Lord. Did you all enjoy that? Let's give a big round of applause for the Real Housewives of Shushan. And if you come to our Yehuda Messianic Congregation and for Zionistic Ministries, you too can be a real housewife of Shushan. So don't be shy. We might just catch you for next year. All right. I hope that was politically correct. Praise God. Didn't offend anybody. Glory be. All right, well, and any other announcements? We have, as I said, we have Rabbi Bert is with us today, and but we're going to have some worship first from Ted, and then I'll introduce Bert, and Ted's going to come up in a minute and lead us in worship. So, Ted, get your fingers limber. Limber those fingers, those chops in those fingers. All right. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Amen. So I see we have, we're all family here today. I know Rabbi brought his family with him, and I'll let him introduce his son and daughter-in-law and his grandbaby to you himself, because I'll give him that honor. But they're with us, his son David and his family, and so we'll hold that for a few minutes, and of course our brother David is here with us. David preached about a month ago, and he's been up into my stomping grounds in Massachusetts last week, and I told him I was jealous that he got to go up there and I didn't, but I haven't been home in 2 years. I haven't been back since my mother died, in February of 2019. So, I'm glad to be in the promised land of Tennessee. Glory be. Yeehaw! We're on the border, Ted. This is the border. It's just like Tennessee. Close enough. Okay. All right. Ted, the truth, the voice of truth. Mr. Emmett, sitting right back there. Okay. It's as Tennessee as Virginia gets. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, we're going to take up our tithes and offerings. We've got a great service for you, so stay with us, folks online. We've got Rabbi Bert Yellen from Roe Israel, Messianic Congregation in Denver, Colorado, is with us. And Ted Pierce is here to lead us in worship. We're going to go to worship. But first, Ted, would you do a song like an offertory for us? And then I'm going to, after the offering, we'll turn it over to you for worship. And let's pray for the tithes and offerings. We'll take a love offering afterward for our guests. But we're going to take up our tithes and offerings in the boxes in the back of the room there if anybody's interested in giving a love offering. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give and to bless this little synagogue here in close to Tennessee and very close to Virginia, close to my heart. We ask, Lord, that you bless these givers and bless the gifts a hundredfold, Lord, and we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor as you meet the needs of this family, of this congregation, this Kehillah. In Yeshua's name, may God bless you as you give, and Shabbat Shalom. And if you're online and you'd like to give, you can donate online. There's a button there. You can do PayPal or a credit card. And we thank you for your support. And most of all, we're really glad that you're watching. Because we love you. Hallelujah. We're going to have the Lord's table coming up in a little bit, so get some fruit of the vine ready at your home and some bread or matzah, and be ready for that if you want to join us as we do that. Okay. All right. God bless you as you give. Ed. And I love that song. Amen. It's beautiful. Isn't it great to have Ted with us? You know, with all these, you know, people are moving to Texas, but Ted moved up here. I mean, you got to give him credit for being smart. You know, people are moving to Texas, and then they're getting, you know, their windmills are freezing. But Ted moved up here. More people in Texas need to think like Ted. Amen? Can I get an amen on that? Amen. I mean, it's all right about those people from California and New York leaving and going to Texas. They haven't gotten to the point where they move up here. And maybe we don't want them to. But we'll leave that for another day. God bless Ted. Hallelujah. All right, what's next? Oh, it's time for worship. Who wants to worship the Lord? Maria does. I think Wendell wants to worship the Lord. He's got his pipes. You notice that oil? That is, we anoint, we didn't tell Rabbi that we anoint visiting rabbis with oil, and we pour it over their heads, and we have three bottles up there. Three bottles up there, because we always anoint in the echad. Okay, so I just want to get you ready, prepare you for that, Rabbi. So gear yourself up. But anyway, Ted, I'm trying. What's that? I'm going to sit down now. I'm leaving now.
All right. Shabbat shalom, everybody. And hello to everyone out there in TV land. I'm sure my wife is watching me in Canada. Anyway, it is really good to be here today. It's great to be anywhere. You know, you're sitting next to the rabbi with the cooties. You don't have your mask on. All right. Okay, well, I guess we'll cut you some slack. So, no, we're gonna pray right now. Father, we thank you that you are our healer. You provide our health. We thank you, Lord, that even if COVID has come into this room, you will kill it. In the name of Yeshua, Father, we thank you for complete health for every single body in this place. Lord, we even pray for health for every person that's watching today. And we thank you, Father, that we can come to you with these kinds of requests, and you hear and you answer. Thank you, Father. We come today to worship him, right? You know, I was thinking about on my way over here, I saw... it's really neat. I drive through the mountains coming up 26. And I looked up, and for the first time I've seen them, there were some mountain goats not too far from the highway, about five or six of them with beautiful coats, you know. And I looked up, and the mountains and the trees and the animals are praising God. He doesn't need us. But we're here today anyway, right? So we're gonna worship him, you know, stronger than the goats, stronger than the trees, stronger than the mountains. We thank you, Father, that we can do that. So, it's interesting, though. I mean, we're having all kind of technical problems. I've redone my set four or five times this morning since I got here. First it was I didn't have a capo. Then it was my adapter broke. Then it was, oh, well, you don't really need to know all the details. Just know we boiled down to the songs that she has the words for that we could put on the screen. So that tells me that these are all songs that you already know if you go here. So, all right. So we're going to start with this one from Isaiah 52, where the Lord calls on his people. And I think it's as true now as it has ever been. He's telling us to awake and arise, to shake off the dust and take our place as his people. We are the head and not the tail. That's right. Amen. So we'll start with that one.
Now I'm tangled up in my own guitar stand. It's a
Oh, let the shofar send every demon running.